Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, Andrew Schultz, with us from the BSU football team. Congratulations on the honor and the win.
Thank you very much.
You had been so close to 1,000 receiving yards in your career, and you finally got over the hump last week. Reading the paper, you didn't even realize it, so obviously it wasn't weighing on you, was it?
No, not at all. I actually didn't even know I was close until the beginning of year when one of the players' parents asked me about it. So it's a cool accomplishment. You know, hopefully I can get to 2,000.
That might be stretching it a little bit, but in particular, your second touchdown last week. You caught the ball short of the end zone. You look, and there's three Upper Iowa players in your way. What the heck was going through your mind?
That I'm probably not going to get the ball again on that drive. So I was trying to get in there. Figured that was my last touch of the first half, so try to get a touchdown out of it.
When the offense is clicking like it was, things get pretty easy. It's easy to spread the ball around to running backs and wide receivers when you've got a big win. Has it been an issue in close games where guys don't feel they're getting the ball enough or not?
No, not necessarily. We're all a pretty good group of guys on the wide receiver core anyway. I could care less who scores a touchdown out of all those guys. We're pretty close family, I would say. But, anytime you can put up 51, you're doing something right.
You have been able to jump in that lake a couple of times now. You going to miss that?
Definitely. It kind of dawned on me. After everyone jumped in, I was standing towards the back of it, and I was like, probably going to be my last time ever jumping in a lake with, knee pads, thigh pads. So, I'll miss that part a little bit, but hopefully I'll be able to come back to a couple homecomings and watch some younger guys get in there.
Take us through your career here. From my vantage point, you've always been the steady guy that you kind of know what to expect out of you and you know what you're going to get. From your standpoint, to recap your career?
I'm not the fastest guy out there. I like to think I have pretty steady hands. I don't drop too many balls. My freshman year here was fun. I had some great guys around me in Schreiber and Cadillac and Jonathan Hawks and all those guys. That was fun. My sophomore year, we seemed to through it way more than we did this year and this last year. That was fun, but didn't really have that great of a record, so... my junior year, we came out running the ball, started getting up there in the win column, and just barely missed that bowl game and playoffs. So that's going to be our shooting point this year. Hopefully we can get there.
Concordia is a different team than what they've put on the field the last couple of years. What are you guys expecting this week?
Should be a close game. Hopefully our defense keeps playing stellar D, and our special teams will get going, and our offense will be able to pick up some positive yards on first down. I think if we do that, we'll be just fine.
Defense here refers to themselves as gangrene. What's the offense call themselves?
A wicked white. I didn't make it up, but that's just what we've been saying for 5 years now, so we'll keep it at that.
And good luck this week.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.